With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Now that the government is operational again, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton warns that Congress has a limited time frame to allocate funds for the Department of Homeland Security. He emphasizes if Democrats force a shutdown during the funding debate, they should be aware that ICE, which is fully funded, will remain unaffected.
Well, you would see a degradation of service in is the TSA at airports, as we're trying to get back on our feet after a massive winter storm, or the Coast Guard, or FEMA, as people are struggling after this massive winter storm, or our cybersecurity efforts. Those would all be shut down if the Democrats refuse to fund DHS on even a short-term basis.
And Senator Cotton says the Democrats don't seem to have an appetite for even common-sense compromises when it comes to immigration.
There are some sensible and very popular immigration compromises. Those have to be paired, though, with heightened enforcement measures, and it just doesn't seem that's like where the Democratic senators are right now.
Syria and Saudi Arabia signing a multi-billion-dollar investment agreement.
The deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad in 2024. The Saudi investment minister says the massive project will be led by Saudi telecom company. The price tag for that should come to about $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
Well, many of the experts had been predicting that Seattle's defense would win the Super Bowl. And those experts were right. The Seahawks have defeated the New England Patriots 29-13. This is SRN News. Well, confidence in organized religion apparently is in decline. Here's Michael Harrington.
The Gallup organization has been culling through its data over the years, and it paints a rather stark picture. In the year 2000, a quarter of a century ago, 56% of Americans said they had a lot of confidence in organized religion in this country. In 2025, it was only 36%. Gallup also reports that while 45% of adults say they currently belong to a church or synagogue, 68% said they did so in 2000, which probably has a lot to do with confidence. Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration concluding San Jose State University discriminated against women by letting a man play on the women's volleyball team. Education department says the school must accept a settlement or risk losing federal funds. The school would have to accept the administration's definition of male and female and restore titles and records. This is SRN News. President Trump plans to convene the first meeting of his Board of Peace this month in Washington to raise money for the reconstruction of Gaza. Correspondent Donna Warder reports the meeting is set for the 19th.
The meeting is expected to include both world leaders who accepted Trump's invitation in January to join the board, as well as members of an executive committee for Gaza that will oversee the specifics of the territory's governance, security, and redevelopment. A copy of the invitation to attend the first meeting was sent late Friday to invited participants, and it says the gathering will be held at the U.S. Institute of Peace, now called the Donald J. Trump U.S. Institute of Peace. The Board of Peace was first seen as a group that would focus on ending the Israel-Hamas war, but Trump says it'll also address other global crises.
More details at srnnews.com.